Okay, we're holding Simon Reish Yud Zayin Sif Hey. It's page Kuf Lam and Gimel. Welcome to Torah Anytime. We're continuing and finishing up the halachis of Birchas HaReach. We're going to move on to the other brachas, Birchas HaShvach, Birchas HaHaidah, which will take us through Bein Hazmanim all the way till well after Pesach. As we are approaching the halachis of Mincha and Ma'ariv sometime after Pesach. So we're holding Sif Hey, Zok the Mechaber, Bissamim Shal Avodis Pechamim, Ein Mevorchen Aleim. If you have Bissamim that were actually burnt to an Avodah Zarah, you don't make a bracha on those spices. If you shall also Hariach Behem, it's also to smell them. Zok the Mishabura Sakakim Yechash Shal Akum, Henu Shahukdru La Avodis Gilulum, they were burnt for Avodah Zarah. Ve'ayim Mechai Yadim, Mechal Samachal Afoisi Dal, Mashakos Bezah, look at the Chai Yadim, Mechal Samachal Afoisi Dalin. What he writes about this, I forgot what it says over there. I don't remember it being too important to the discussion over here exactly, but the Iker Halacha Mishabura is saying we're discussing where it was burnt for the Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's Aser to smell. If it's Aser to smell, you can't make a bracha. You test the Fisha Aser, Va Iser in Mevarchim, we don't make a bracha on an Iser. Zog Siv Vav, Mesiba Shel Oivdei Kaychavim, you have a party, a group of goyim who are sitting and eating together, and the besamim that are at this party were not burnt for an avodah zarah. Still, you should not smell them. You should not make a bracha, because we assume any mesiba of goyim, the spices there are going to be used for an avodah zarah. Zok mishnah brus v'kohen chof mesiba. They're sitting down to eat and to drink. If it's a party, they're sitting down to eat and drink together. Just because it's owned by a guy, that's not going to stop you from making a bracha on these besamim. It's only if it's actually going to be used to serve a Avodah Zarah, then you would not be able to smell it. Zaksiv Zayin. Someone was walking outside of a city. He smelled a good smell. If the majority of the city are goyim that serve Avodah Zarah, you don't make a bracha, because we're chayshish that this smell comes from spices that are served to the Avodah Zarah. If it's the majority Israelim, then you make a bracha. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Siv Ka and Chav Beis and Roiv. The Talin on Hareach Basa Roiv. We say the Reach came from the majority. Ubevadi Shal Oivdei Gilulim Heim Shasom BeMesiba Lafika Mereach Merachay. Vadi was Avodah Zarah. Think of Bisamim that was from far away, and that's where you're smelling it, and therefore it's also to smell. Siv in Reish Yud Zayin. Siv Ka and Chav Gimel on the Mishnah Berurah. From Roiv Yisrael. So too with Mechsa and Mechsa, when she mevor the kamamis from Reish Chadiches, the orish of Abdullah vayim veralacha. Mechsa, half goyim, half yidin, you make a bracha. The Bir Alacha asks, if it's half and half, so it's a safik. And the Chayra, he said, it's a safik deraisa. It says, Kosha, came into Mechsa and Mechsa, the sveka deraisa, the reach shall have a gilulim, who is also in deraisa, from la yidbak biyadcha mu'umma min acher. The Bir Alacha says, smelling that smell of Avodah Zarah is an Issa Deraisa. So how can we say with Mechsa and Mechsa, you're allowed to smell it? I don't recall him giving you a good answer. He says, Tzarachin. Yeah, Tzarachin. Now I was just thinking, maybe I'm wrong, correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe even if it's Roiv Goyim, is it for sure that every Goy or every spice they ever use is being used for Avodah Zarah? So the Mechsa Yisrael, they never put their spices for Avodah Zarah. And the Mechsa Goyim, even though half are Goyim, not every single Goy there is using spices for Avodah Zarah. Sometimes they make spices just to smell good. So Mamela, if you're Mechsa or Mechsa, it's going to be the rave chances is going to be kosher spices. That's what I would have thought to answer. Obviously, I'm wrong because the Bir Alacha says Tzarachi, and this is a very obvious Teretz. So it must be not a good Teretz. Zok the Mechaber, Siv, no, Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kotnach of Dal, Mevarech, if you had in mind to smell, if you smell by Reish Yisrael, you're outside the city, you smell a delicious smell. Only if you have in mind to smell it. The Mevarech b'chol idyon kemos rakaponim nena me'areach sha'ayla. Since you enjoyed the smell, you make a bracha. Zok sivches this arev reach and mevarech nalav reach she'im mevarech nalav hilchum achar arayim. You have two different smells joining together, and one smell is a smell that requires a bracha, one that does not require a bracha. You go b'asad the arayim. Zok the mishnah bura ayin ber halacha. What does the ber halacha say? He says this halacha that you go b'asad the arayim is not discussing when you have a reach shalav edizara, which is also the smell, and a reach kosher, which requires a bracha. That even if you have a small amount of isra in there, you can't smell it. This is talking about when you have a reach that's kosher the smell that requires a bracha, mixed with a reach that's kosher the smell that doesn't require a bracha, like reach shel besakise or reach shel mason. These types of besame which you don't make a bracha on, then go bust to the rave. If it's rave that you would make a bracha, you make a bracha. Rave that you would not make a bracha, then you would not make a bracha. Mazel tov, you finished hilchas brichas areach. Shtickle journey, it was a little bit hard, but I wanted, before we go weiter to the next Indian, I wanted to just say over a little story that happened yesterday. Yesterday, there was someone that asked me, he's not part of our shir, not yet, maybe one day, and he asked me, he says, his wife does not like the smell of cloves. The neglach that we use for besamim, she doesn't like the smell. Kacha. Some people don't like pizza, she doesn't like the smell. So he said that what they do is they like to use cinnamon. And he wants to know if that's the chatchila. She enjoys the smell of cinnamon. She does not enjoy the smell of the negelach, of the cloves. So can you use the cinnamon? So I told him, based on what we learned in Hilchas Birchas HaReach, better not to. What's the pshah? Because that's chazar over Hilchas Birchas HaPeres. By Birchas HaReach, by Peres. If something which is veer, it's oimid lehariach and leachila. It's oimid for two things. And let's say you pick it up for both things, the Mishnah Berurah would say you make a bracha. If you pick it up only for achila and you happen to smell it, no bracha. If you pick it up for achila and for smelling, Mishnah Berurah would say you make a bracha. The Vilna Gaon would say, no, don't make a bracha on that. Only if you pick it up only to smell. If you pick it up rak lehariach, then the Vilna Gaon would say you make a bracha. But if you pick it up lehariach ula achila, then you don't make a bracha according to the Vilna Gaon. Let's say I take this fruit, a delicious smelling fruit, and I pick it up just l'ariach. According to the Vilna Gaon, I'm going to make a bracha. According to the Mishnah Berurah, I'm going to make a bracha. What about according to the Chazon Ish? I'm not going to make a bracha. The Chazon Ish says, it's not enough that you pick it up just l'ariach. It has to be that this thing is oimid only l'ariach. It's not even oimid l'achila. If you have a fruit which you plan on eating at one point, even if now you pick it up just to smell, Hagam, the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah and the Vilna Gaon is that you would make a bracha. The Shita of the Chazon Ish is that you won't make a bracha. Only something which is designated specifically l'hariach, then you make a bracha. And we said, have you ever seen someone pick up a fruit and make a bracha? Asher nasa reach teba peres. Not really. Why is that so? One of the main reasons was because of the Chazon Ish, Rav Chaim, we don't want to get involved in stuff in brachas. Therefore, we say the chatchila, one definitely should not pick up a fruit just to smell it to avoid the shaila. And the ma'aseh, we don't find people making the bracha. It must be that we're somewhat worried about this Chazon Ish. You do make brachas, okay? Many people don't. Oh, very good. One second. So the ma'aseh, based on this, I said if we're not going to make brachas on Peiros because we're worried about the Chazon Ish, so I said, when the person asked me yesterday, should he use, his wife doesn't like the cloves, could he use the cinnamon? I said, better not to. I happened to have been in the store today, in Keter. I was there for other reasons. And I saw they were selling this Ezaiv, some sort of Ner Mitzvah, Havdalah, B'samim. I said, great, for $3, I'll make his wife happy. I'll buy for his family this Ezaiv. I bought one for myself also, because my cloves are Shikol Eiskevept. So I bought two of them. And wonderful. I had a great idea. Now, I happened to have brought this thing home, and it smelled awful. So there's no way she'll like this either. Fine. It was a bracha levatala. Not bracha, whatever. It was a waste of money. But I happened to have been literally a half hour before this year flipping through the Kevet Halachas in Hilchas Shabbos. And I see over there in Hilchas Besamim, Reb Shmuel writes, Shmuel Kamnes Meshuta writes, that someone, lechatchila, can make a bari with Besamim for Abdullah on cinnamon. 100% lechatchila to make it on cinnamon. I said, what's the shot? I looked at the Ha'aris, and he says, well, if you pick it up just to smell, the Vilna Gaon says you can make a bracha, the Chazon Ish, it's a das yachid, the Chazon Ish, but not choshev for the Chazon Ish. And therefore he says, make it on cinnamon. Now it's getting a little nervous. When I understand from the psukim that I'm familiar with in the Kabbalah and the Masara I have with regards to the fruits, it would not make sense to use cinnamon over here. So I spoke cold Rebbe Jacob, which I said, what's Lamaisa? The Rosh Yeshiva, he's also obviously a Philly Talmud, the Rosh Yeshiva says, you could use cinnamon in the Chatchila. And Lamaisa, the Chaznish would say not, and we don't. So, and it means even the cinnamon which you use for Achila also, that's what he was talking about. So Rebbe Jacobowitz was a chav, and he said, no, he tells people not to use it. So I said, Baruch, yeah, Baruch, why? Same reason he said, because the Maisa, Hagam, the Chaznish is a Das Yachin, but the halacha by Besamim says, if you don't have Besamim, ain't Sarach Lav Zarachra, if you don't have, you don't have. You're not going to go find Besamim if you don't have. So why should you go take something which, according to the Chaznish, is a Baruch Levatala? And therefore, he tells people not to use cinnamon. However, there is an Eitzah, which I did tell. He's not chayshiv for the Chaznish. But I'm just saying, in general, before I saw what it said over there, and I still feel this way, that as much as we never, if I'm never not going to make a bracha when I smell a fruit because I'm sabbath on the Chaznish, and sabbath bracha is a hakel, so why by Abdullah am I going to do it? There's no reason to get involved in the sabbath bracha. So if we'll hold, we don't bracha with the Chaznish. I hear. But someone could say that I want to be chayshiv for it, and then make it, why should you make it on cinnamon? So if there's nothing else that you could smell, I hear. Shaila, I don't know. But this particular Isha, I thought I had for her this Ezev that I found in the store today. A component, but we did think of an Ezev, like you were saying before, buy a special cinnamon and designate it just for smelling, not for Achila. Then, even if you're the Chazanish, you can make a bracha on that. That's the Ezev, so there was no cinnamon for sale in Keter, so it was not in the grocery store today. But that's I told him I'm going to buy him a cinnamon for the grocery store next. And that's the Ezev. So a cinnamon which you use Achila and L'Reach. So if you pick it up just L'Reach, according to the Vilna Gaon, you can make a bracha, but if you're the Chazanish, you can't. If you designate it just L'Reach, then the Kuliyam, you can make a bracha then. What do you say? The Mishavura passed Bari Minei B'Samim. Right, he passed that Shalosh L'Reach in Paris on the cinnamon. That's a different Nekud, that's the Chathil, the Getzin, which is always a Bari Minei B'Samim. That's correct. But that's not a Shalosh Bracha L'Vatala. That's, we're handling, what we're discussing until now was is a bracha levatala. Once we hold that you could make a bracha on it, there is a mila of getting something which is anyways a bar mini b'samim, because by Abdullah we always make a bar mini b'samim because people are not b'kiyin, like we've spoken about before. Okay, that was the story from yesterday and today. Reish yud ches, bracha is hanasim al hanisim. Haraya makim shanasim by nisim li Yisrael. If you see a place that there are miracles done for Klal Yisrael, you go in Marbreis Hayam, you see the place where Klal Yisrael cross the Yamsa. Umabres Hayardi, you see where they walk through the Yardi. Umabres Nachle Arna, you see where the Nachle Arna, where you had the Klaiso going to walk through a valley and the Goyim were waiting on the sides and Hashem flattened it and the blood was flowing. That Nes, Parshas Chukat Matis, came together. No, the mountains came together and got rid of the valley. Yep. Abne Alkabish of Beis Chorin, this was by Yeshua, that they. After the Givonim came over and they became the Chitve Eitzim and Shevi Mayim, then the five kings from Yerushalayim and Hebron and Lachish and other places there, Ayin Sham Perek, Yud and Yeshua, they got nervous. They came to fight with Yeshua and Yeshua decided to chase them. When they ran away, Hashem brought down big rocks that killed a lot of them. And then the five kings went into a cave and they blocked the cave. It's still blocked till today. I mean, they killed them and they put the kings back in. Ayin Sham, interesting story in Yeshua Perek Yud. You see these rocks. The Evan Shabikish Oig Lizard Al Yisrael, the stone that Oig wanted to throw on Klal Yisrael. The Evan Shayashav Le Moshe Beis Mochemes Amalek, the stone that Moshe sat by the war with Amalek. Mochemes Yericha, the wall of Yericha. Mevarach Shalas and Nisim Avesenu Amakim Azet. Hashem and Anais for our fathers in this place. Ubein Brachazu, Ubein Shar Brachaz Hereia, Hereing the Shar Brachaz of Kulam Baskar Shem Malchus, like regular Brachaz, and you make them with Shem Malchus. Which means any place where there was a nace done to Klal Yisrael as a whole, we'll see in Siv Beis tomorrow if a nace was done to Ksas of Klal Yisrael, part of Klal Yisrael, and then we'll see a nace done to a Yachin, but a nace done to the entire Klal Yisrael, then you see, you make a bracha, Shashim Nisim, Amsim Makam Azeh. It is brought down also if you see the pillar of salt, Eishes Light. Now, why am I saying that? Because in all my different tours of Eretz Yisrael when I was younger, the tour guides always point out, and when you're driving down the 90, that was Light's wife. I don't know if you ever had that tour guide that I had, but they always point out a different part of the mountains over there. And say, this was his wife. So if you knew for sure it was his wife, Yitaka, I think you'd make a bracha. But as much as we don't know for sure, we're not going to make these brachas for sure with Shem Malchus. So this is read two Mishnah Berurahs, and we'll speak out something from the Pesukei Teshuvos and from the side. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Alf gam marbris hayam makan shorav yisrael b'yam be'abasha." Beis marbris hayardim makan shorav yisrael b'yardim lecharav v'mei Yeshua. The times of Yeshua when they crossed the Yardim. Look at the R number one. It says over there, "V'royas makan manes mirachek." Let's say you see from far away, which means you're not there, but you see it. You see the place. The Bi'alacha is very long, so I'm not reading the Bi'alacha inside, but the Mashmaiyus of the Bi'alacha is that if you see from far away, you can make a bracha. Amnam, heyer, shemisvara hayanira, that you have to be in that place because you're making a bracha, but makim hazeh. V'chim evur b'chaya adam, he says. And he says, machlekes apayskin shubu b'shari tshuva, shaykhaz af b'zeh, sim shesarech iyan adar v'ladina. I don't know what the Shari Tshuva says, but it says Tzarachim Ladina, you have to actually be in the place or you can see it. It says, Bizmanenu, Sheinu Yoyda, we don't know Heichem Mediyak Nivkua, you don't know exactly where the Yam split or where the Yardin split. The Earl of Tzion says, you don't make Sheinu Malchus anymore because you don't know exactly where it was. Achein, let's say you take a helicopter ride or a little private jet, and they give out these private jets or helicopter rides, and you see the Yam HaMelach from the southernmost tip until north of Yericho. Somewhere between there is where they cross the Yardin, you see the whole thing. Or let's say you're on a plane and you see the Red Sea from the Suez Canal all the way till the Sinai Desert. Right? You see the whole Yam Suf area. You make a bracha then. So he says over here, B'Sheim U'Malchus. Arul Tzion says you make a bracha B'Sheim U'Malchus. You see the whole thing. B'Yidach Rabbi Yashiv says, and Rechaim Kanievsky says, you should not make a bracha, at least not B'Sheim U'Malchus for sure. And for sure, according to the Chaya Adam, you're not there. How can you see B'Malchim Hazeh? You see from far, right? You cannot make a bracha B'Sheim U'Malchus. So according to that, the halacha for here, if someone does see the place, any of the places where the nace was done, and as much as we're usually not 100% sure that's where it was, don't make a bracha b'shem malchus, even if you see the whole area, so you know you're seeing it for sure, the fi d'chaya adim, you're not there, so you can't make the bracha, and even the few others, the Grach Kanievsky and Abiyashu say not to make a bracha b'shem malchus, we don't know the bira, which place it was done, you're looking at a general area, you don't know exactly where it was done, and I'm just thinking, imagine you're in outer space looking in, you see the whole world, okay, make all the brachas, you look at what you're looking at, you just see one big thing, so mamela, you would not make the bracha b'shem malchus, we'll stop here. And we should have a wonderful good night.